USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. President Biden saying that a bipartisan effort, primarily in the U.S. Senate, to end government funding standoffs on Capitol Hill with a nearly one-year omnibus spending bill amount to, quote, historic progress.
President Biden signing a $1.7 trillion bill to fund the government through much of next year. The legislation officially avoids a shutdown. The measure includes $858 billion in military spending and nearly $45 billion in emergency aid to Ukraine. I'm Dave Collins.
More than 2,400 flights have been canceled within, into, or out of the U.S. today. That's according to FlightAware, which also found over 2,600 flights had been delayed in the U.S. as well. For already beleaguered Southwest Airlines passengers, the hunt is on to find bags.
That was just the most frustrating part, just not being able to spend this Christmas season with their families, and then at the same time, just the chaos and not having answers.
A statement from Southwest Airlines Thursday said they are eager to return to a state of normalcy on Friday with, quote, minimal disruptions. Certain progressive U.S. politicians have been criticizing the Department of Transportation over the Southwest Airlines meltdown, saying there should have been a crackdown on airlines canceling flights months ago in order to avoid the current scheduling crunch. California Congressman Ro Khanna with that criticism. Recreational marijuana making news from coast to coast. Rich Johnson has the stories.
New York State's first recreational marijuana shop is now open in New York City. Meanwhile, the city council in Barstow, California, which is about halfway between Los Angeles and Las Vegas, has taken another step toward development of a so-called cannabis super center. It would take over an abandoned mall and feature 20 pot farms, 5 cannabis makers, 6 distributors, and 2 retail shops. I'm Richard Johnson.
This is USA News.
Like bones, your teeth lose density and become weaker over time, which can lead to tooth decay. And that can make your visit to the dentist feel like this. But if you want your dental visit to feel like this, try Crest Densify. Crest Densify actively rebuilds tooth density to extend the life of teeth by remineralizing enamel. Densify from Crest, the number one toothpaste brand in America. Smile. Crest has you covered.
My Pillow is excited to announce the original My Slippers are back in stock. Last Christmas, you made them the number one selling My Pillow product, and now they've added smaller sizes, larger sizes, wide sizes, and all new colors. And now they're extending their 60-day money-back guarantee until March 1st, 2023. So go to MyPillow.com and use promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. Use promo code USA to save $90 on the original My Slippers. That's only $49.98 a pair.
Heavy rainstorms up and down the West Coast creating major concern about flooding in populated areas of Northern and Central California. However, National Weather Service meteorologist Bob Orovec says this wetter weather does bring some fringe benefits.
There's a series of storms that are going to be impacting over the next week. A lot of those areas are mired in pretty long, persistent drought, so this is going to be very beneficial with respect to getting the reservoirs filler.
At the same time, communities along the Rocky Mountain Range and in Denver, Colorado have seen heavy snow in the last 24 hours, with between 6 and 15 inches or more falling in some parts of central Colorado. The U.S. Justice Department is suing one of the nation's largest drug distributors for its role in the opioid crisis. In a complaint, DOJ officials accused drug wholesaler AmerisourceBergen of failing to report suspicious orders to federal law enforcement. The White House says House Republicans will have to refile their oversight requests when the new Congress begins in January.
The incoming Republican chairman of the House Judiciary and Oversight Committees began demanding records from the Biden administration in recent weeks as part of a series of planned investigations, including the drawdown of troops from Afghanistan and the business dealings of Hunter Biden. A top White House lawyer, however, told Representatives Jim Jordan and James Comer their requests would have to be reissued once Republicans assume their House majority next week. I'm Tyler Kuehl.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.